This is Dorit, your host, and I'm at the MOA Wellness Center in West Los Angeles today.
Welcome, vibrant viewers, to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we are joined by a special guest chef. Dorit is a certified organic living foods chef, Chopra Center educator, and author of Celebrating Our Raw Nature. A longtime vegan and believer in the peaceful healing nature of plant-based foods, Dorit has created Serenity Foods, a vegan line that she believes will assist in returning you to the calm, serene center of your being. Dorit has been featured on television by Fox Morning News and travels around the U.S. to speak about the sacred art of eating. Multifaceted, she divides her time inspiring others on the healthier life path and coordinating the annual Green Lifestyle Film Festival, which she founded in 2007 to bring more awareness of natural wholesome living through the medium of film.
Today we're using the root vegetable, the carrot. There's so many things that can be done with a carrot. As you can see, you can actually shave it if you'd like to. So right now, I'm just going to put the shavings away so we can use this afterwards. And what we're going to be doing is using a ceramic knife, because this is my preference, is always to use ceramic knives, because for one thing, I like to know that all the food that I'm eating, especially since this is a raw vegan meal at the beach, is high vibrational energy, that all the nutrients are intact. I am not putting metal on here. See how sharp and strong this knife is? And it just goes straight down. You don't have to cut back and forth, straight down. Really like magic. I call it my magician's knife. And now we're going to be using a special blender. You need a powerful blender for this. This is the one thing you need. So look at these colors from the earth. This comes out of the MOA Nature Farm up in Fresno. There's a farmer there called Bruno, who makes this, who brings these every week to Los Angeles for us. And we really love this because not only is it organic, but we know that a lot of love has gone in to not just restoring the soil, but also in the growth, in the planting, the harvesting of these incredibly beautiful produce from nature. So, of course, I'm using a bamboo cutting board for this, and we're going to be putting this in water. This is filtered water that we're putting this in to make our carrot soup. We're going to put one more extra carrot in. So if you put another carrot in or not, it depends on you. You see how fresh this is? Because this is from the farm today. Can you hear it? Can you hear the energy in there? So this is part of the music of nature, and it comes into the food as well. We don't have to make musical instruments. All of the produce of the earth has their own source of music. So we have the fennel here, and I love fennel. It's not only great for the digestive system, but it's amazing in the summer because it will also help when you're feeling hot and exhausted and tired. You get a really great uplifting feeling from just absolutely splendid from using fennel. So we're going to put some fennel in there. Look at the root of the fennel. Look at all of the beautiful paintings of nature in there. So I can either put this whole in there because this is quite a powerful blend, or I can chop it up. So putting the fennel in there now, and how much fennel you put depends on you. Now I'm going to put some basil. And here we have rosemary. I love her. She's actually, her aroma. It just makes me want to fly. This is really one of the most beautiful smells in nature. You can also just peel her like this. You don't even have to use a knife. And I'm going to put some mint. We can put the whole thing. We don't even have to take the leaves off. We can put the stalk and all. And if you wish, I happen to like spicy. So I'm going to put some ginger. And this is the way the ginger is before it is peeled. And this is the way it looks naked after we have peeled it. So I'm going to put some ginger in there. And I'm also going to add a wee bit, just a wee bit of cinnamon, only because I happen to like cinnamon. And it's excellent for people who have problems with their cholesterol or for diabetes, diabetics as well. And then I'm going to add a wee bit of cayenne pepper because, again, I do love the different colors of nature, and because also I think all the five tastes ought to be in every meal. So I'm going to add a wee bit of cayenne pepper, not too much because I don't want it to overpower the food. And I'm going to put some... a wee bit of sesame oil, not a lot, just a tiny amount, because I don't want it, again, to overpower. So just a little bit, because sesame is actually amazing for the skin. It's one of the most beautifying things that anybody can do for their skin. And I'm going to put some coconut liquid aminos. So this is from coconut, and this contains a tremendous amount of protein. So to make sure that there is enough protein in this soup, I'm going to put that in. And I'm also going to salt this. And the salt I'm using is actually Celtic sea salt. And Celtic sea salt ought to be always in a container like this. This is how it ought to be kept all the time. But when I put the salt in, I'm going to have to be careful, because one of the things that we need to know with nature is that it has its own salt already. Just put a wee bit at the beginning, and then... see how nice and coarse and gray it is? It's not white because it's not been bleached. And it has minerals. This Celtic sea salt has a lot of minerals in it, which we also need.
We'll be back in just a moment to complete this unique, refreshing raw carrot fennel soup. You're watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
What I love from the MOA farm, the garlic. This, look at this, as I open this, look, you can see the actual life force in this garlic shooting out at us here. It's, this is just spectacular. So the most superb garlic, look how big and fat and full of life and energy this is. Let's now open this up. We'll take this off a little bit here and look what it looks like now. Can you see that most garlic, when you open them, they're white, but do you see all the different colors in this one? Because all the different colors of nature ought to be in your garlic. So we put some garlic in there. Of course, if somebody doesn't want garlic in their soup, you do not. And then I'm going to put some olives, which are already de-pitted. And these are different kind of olives. Some of them have jalapeno in there, and I've spiced them up a little bit beforehand. So you can do this the night before or 2 days before. So I'm going to put some olives. Olives, by the way, has a tremendous amount of minerals in them and even some protein. It's believed to be the highest form of minerals. So very important to eat your olives, especially in the morning. In the Middle East, and especially in Israel, we eat olives in the morning for breakfast. And I love them for breakfast. Okay, so if you look, we've got also these all the other olives down here, the darker ones as well, the purple ones. So do use a mixture so you get different kinds of minerals in your soup. This is a lot in one soup, isn't it? Yes, however, you deserve to be well nourished. And so that is why we're putting all this nourishment in here. See how beautiful the colors of nature are? We're not going to cook them and make them some mushy and something they're not. We're going to keep the life force and the life energy in there. So I'm going to put this on, a lot of noise. So that's it. That's all you need really to make your soup. Notice everything has been mixed now into the soup, and it depends how long you mix it, depends on how thick you want your soup. So we're going to take a bowl, and I'm going to show you right now just what it looks like after having mixed it. Now, it's important to know that you can change the consistency if you so desire. So you can have it very thick, as I do right here, and I'm going to put it in the bowl. seed, your carrot fennel soup, and you can put some of the actual liquid in there, and so you can have it thick like that, or if you prefer to have a much more liquid soup, you can leave it to blend for a little while. Now, look at the difference. So, you know, some children don't like a lot of solids, see? Look at the difference in the consistency and in the texture. Very different right now. It almost looks like carrot juice there. So if you wish now to put some more texture back in there, here comes your shavings. You can also chop up some coconut and put them in there too. And I'm going to show you how to chop the coconut and put it back in there. So here we have some coconut that we've already taken out of the coconut. I have already sliced it lengthwise, and I'm just going to dice it. And we can add that just to give a little bit of solidity to this soup. We can just put some of the coconut there now. And voila, there we go. There's no reason for you to feel exhausted or tired, because this will actually energize you, nourish you, nurture you, and at the same time, you know that the planet is also thanking you.
Thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Be sure to watch Chef Dorit in future episodes on Supreme Master Television for more invigorating raw recipes. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples. May the beauty and music of nature enliven your soul. Visit Dorit online and purchase her books at serenityspaces.org.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.